sound of thunder with the rain pouring down. And it looks like the old man's getting up. And it looks like the old man's getting up.
All right, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That was Brown Eyed Woman, preceded by many other Grateful Dead tracks. That's about it for the hour tonight, so I'm gonna play you out with a nice song. but everybody, please enjoy the rest of your night. Sleep well. Enjoy your week. Until next time.
Run! escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, I stabbed a man in the heart.
I saw that. Brick killed a guy. Did you throw a trident?
Yeah, there were horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
Brick, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You should find yourself a safe house or a relative close by. Lay low for a while, because you're probably wanted for murder.
Metro Boomin wants some money.
Welcome to Meta World Monday. It's 2 a.m. in the morning. You're live with Meta World Pete in studio. Not alone tonight. I'd love to introduce you to my good friend, Bull Khan. Bull, why don't you say hi to the folks today?
How's it going, guys? Cool. Love to hear myself talk.
Yes, good.
Lots of that. Beautiful, beautiful Monday morning.
Lots
and,
of that.
Frankly, I'm ready to go.
So. You know, folks, it's refreshing because it's Meta World Monday on a Monday. For those of you familiar with the show, we've recently been doing Meta World Monday live on a Wednesday. But no, today we get the real thing. You and me, we're doing the twos today. We have a 2 a.m. show and a 2 p.m. show. So fasten your seatbelts. A lot of good music coming through your speakers. And probably a record number of hot takes, so just stay tuned for that sort of thing. We've got more joining us. Special guest Andre Maman, Small Fry, smallest man on campus, a.k.a. the trash man. Beep, beep, back it up. Andre Maman. Jordy Bars, Jordy No Bars, Jordy Big Bars will also be in studio. We'll check in to see if he made out with anyone tonight. Last show he had, so I'm just going to assume it's a yes.
Yeah, got to get the status check going.
So we're just going to play all sorts of stuff for you. No theme, as always. Keep it freeform, true to the radio. As always, our goal is to build community and bring back what WMFO always was meant to be, and that's just a sense of community, a sense of belonging. And sometimes these camps can be divided. No, spreading the love, bringing people together. That's the name of the
game. That's really strong, Pete.
Yeah. So have you ever heard of Mos Def? A beautiful sample at the start of this song. We're not going to turn into like music geeks or anything. We're not going to talk about music that much.
Not like that.
Stuff you should look forward to, though. We're going to hit Signs of a Serial Killer today, Lame Excuses, and I'm actually going to blow the lid off of a story. This is highly anticipated. A big Big Sean scandal broken by me at 2 a.m. on WMFO in Medford. Call in 855-915-9636. Third caller will be getting a t-shirt.
Free t-shirt.
Yeah, nice t-shirt. I got one on right now. And that said, let's just roll into it.
And she came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like catching big things, jewel ship, money clip, phone flip the six range. And seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance. And that cat woman stands with the fat booty pants. Hot damn, what's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist laced up, very little makeup. The swims at the Reebok gym, tone your frame up. A sugar and spice, the only thing that you made up. I tried to play a low key but couldn't keep it down. Asked her to dance and she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, Sam's from Jamaica. She sipping Chris straight up, skanking while in the waist up. Scene. My fam throwing the jam, Fareed is on the stand. Big things is in the plan. The brother Big Moon makes space for me to move ahead. Yo, this my man Most, baby, let me introduce. I turn around, you was the same pretty bird who I had priorly observed, trying to play me for the herd. Shocked to sell, she couldn't get it together. I just played along and pretended I never met her. How you feeling? No, I'm fine. My name is Most, I'm Sharice. I heard so much good about you, it's nice to finally meet. He moved to the booth, preserved the crew especially. And honey love ended up sitting directly next to me. I'm tight polite, but now I'm looking at her skeptically. Cause baby girl got all the right weaponry. Designer fabric, shoes and accessories. Chinky eyes, sweet voice, want me mentally. Be conversating, made her laugh, yeah, you know me, bro. Even though I know the steelo, she wild, sweet, yo. I'm about to murk, I say peace to the family. She hop up like, how you gonna leave before you dance with me? Dance with me.
She blew my whole head with that dude. I was like, what?
I played it low, though. I was like, yeah, all right, come on, then, let's go. is mad. This is so sick. I said, yo, honey was so amazing. She was just, what, yo, she looked like Jay Kennedy, World War. To my mama, man. She was that L, man. She take it to the dance floor and she start whispering to me. Yo, let me apologize for the other night. I know it wasn't right, but baby, you know what it's like. Some brothers don't be coming right. I understand, I'm feeling you. Besides, can I have a dance? Ain't really that original. We laughed about it, traced the arms across my shoulder blades. They playing lover's rock, I got to fold the fingers on the waist. He in my butt up like the Arizona summer song finished. And she whispered, honey, let's exchange numbers.
Scene 3.
Weeks of dating, late night conversation in the crib, heart racing, trying to be cool and patient. She touched on my eyelids, the room fell silent. She walked away smiling, singing Gregory Isaacs, like, if I don't, showing me a tan line and a tattoo, playing Sade, sweetest taboo, burning candles, all my other plans got canceled, man, I smash it like an Idaho potato, she called me at my jail, come now, I can't say no, ginseng tree trunks, rocking a pee from cocking her knees up, champion lover, not ease up, 3 months, she call, I feel I'm running a fever, 6 months, I'm telling her I desperately need her, 9 months, blue light symptoms are shorty, not around. I need more than to knock it down. I'm really trying to lock it down. Midnight, we hook up and go at it. Burn a slogan, let her know, sweetheart, I got to have it. She telling me commitment is something she can't manage. Wake up the next morning, she gone like it was magic. Oh, damn it. It's on Harrison Ford frantic. My number wants an answer.
Oh, tempo check, ladies and gentlemen.
One, two.
We've got Andre Small Fry Mamon, the trash man, back in studio for his
a term
second night.
Coined by my dad from a young age.
Jordan, we got Jordy No Bars,
he's
Jordy
stuck
Big
outside
Bars.
Outside the studio.
He doesn't know what to do.
Oh, here he is.
Woo! Oh, big man in the house.
Metaworld family,
way.
We're all here.
Get in here, get your headphones on. The Metaworld family, a.k.a.
Guys, I'm here.
Upland crew, is in the building. Yeah, we all live in the same house.
It's
I know it's
back.
Hard to believe. I
haven't seen you guys in hours.
Won't disclose
it's been
the
hours,
number.
And frankly, I was scared.
Because frankly, we don't want all the fans rolling up to our door.
No.
Again, I just said on the last show, it's between 10 and 15.
And it's on Upland.
And it's on Upland. No, you know what? 10 and 16. Throw them off the scent.
Ooh, right
it could be 15.
Yeah, no, it's now not, they'll never not. Find it. It's not 16.
Who knows?
Or
no
15.
Way of knowing.
Regardless, wow, that's not where we live. That was made up, so don't come find us.
I said, you said it.
This just in, Jewel Gang has returned to the studio.
Jewel Gang,
don't tell the manager, baby.
Wait, we have dual jewels.
Oh, try jewels.
Uh-huh.
Listen, we hate ourselves as much as you hate us.
Monday. However much you hate us, we take it to the next level.
We got to get Stogies in the studio.
Yes.
Jewel Gang.
Oh, yeah. Remix. Jordy's going to hit us with a remix very soon. Guys, where have you been?
We were recently at one of those films that people are going to these days on a date. Jordan and I had a nice date.
Making out.
It was all couples.
Ooh.
I thought it was going to go farther. Didn't. Jordan was wanted to take it slow this time.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Not the
Got
first
really
theater we've defiled.
What movie did you see?
They hated us at Wicked, I'll say.
I believe
we saw. Oh, it's one of the. It's like the Avengers, but it's like everyone's different. You know.
Yeah, different characters. For sure.
It's like about a team.
Yeah. You were making moves. Jordan was allegedly trying to watch them.
Right.
Come on. I didn't pay $20 for a ticket, another $20 for snacks to see a movie.
Yeah, come on,
what
buddy.
Am I? Come on.
This is eighth grade stuff.
Exactly.
We're going to have a lot of really hot takes. I hope you guys brought some fire takes with you tonight. I know I have some. We're going to get into...
I have my notepad here.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God.
My
no, you don't. Guys, he doesn't.
You don't have any takes.
No,
Jordy,
no takes.
So many takes on my notebook. I love to have them, though.
All right, we're going to get more music going, and then we're coming back with
notebook.
Hot takes.
Fuck funny. Ooh. Ooh, yeah. Run on sound. So, I just take my fuck it, I done had a long day. I done linked up with my old thing. Right time, but the wrong place. Yeah. Riding around with it on me. Got me thinking about all my old days.
I've been getting money four ways. R. Kelly 12 play with the foreplay. I know I be up to no good, baby. I know I'm just misunderstood. I just gave my main chick. I told her I ain't coming home. I just texted my main chick. Told her I ain't coming home tonight. I just texted my main chick. Told her I ain't coming home tonight.
How you living, nigga? How you living? I'm on jet skis with nigga bitches. Get my last to these nigga bitches. Lean main squeeze for these nigga bitches, yeah. That's how you know when it's all bad. She called me, I text her, I could call back. But she imagine in her head, I'm doing all that. I tell her I'm not. She like, YG, you a thot?
I know I be up to no good. Sing that baby, shit, thot.
Hundred times told her I was gonna stop, but it's kinda hard when every night them bottles pop. Yeah, yeah. It's kinda hard when you're naked, you watch. Make all the nines and tens fly.
I just did my main chick.
What's up, Tempo? We're back in studio. It's 2:15 in the morning. We have tests tomorrow. Oh, shout out Boogeyman. Haircut Yachty. Got a haircut. Confidence Yachty went way up. Out of control. Yachty.
How'd it look?
Out it looks control good. I mean, give it to him.
His head kind of looks control like a
little, it's misshapen for
a little
sure
phallic.
Regardless.
Looks like my pinky, but
okay,
not my thumb.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Good
frankly
save.
Like my huge
pinky
save.
I know something else that looks like your pinky. My pinky.
Oh.
Jordan's pinky. Looks like Pete's pinky. Looks yep like your pinky. Looks like Ead's haircut.
If your pinky is longer than your ring finger, go to the doctor.
Okay, that actually could qualify as our PSA for the day.
I got an even better one about a rash I got.
Or a I friend did of mine tell has you to borrow that ointment we have in the house.
Actually, Cole did borrow some of my ointment.
We had a huge
interesting ointment
Cole used an ointment that is it was not supposed to be put a place.
I had an ungodly pain
wasn't it for
surrounding
bugs
my rectum.
Bug bites?
Yeah,
and he used a bug bite lotion.
And I used Andre's bug bite lotion, and my God.
Huge mistake.
Lucky my it must have dried you out.
I'm not a religious man. And I was sitting on the ground, and I think I saw God.
I think it was either God or Aaron with some ice.
It's all the same when you need it. Listen, guys, we party.
I
party. I'm the guy that parties.
Well, let's go around and say one thing. I party.
All right, my name's Pete. I party.
What?
Cole.
Yep.
Coincidentally, also party.
No.
My name is Andre. And
I know for a fact,
Jordan,
that you don't
party. I party.
Point being, sometimes you're getting the guys together, and you know you want everyone there. You want your boys there, and there's always that one guy who just has the weirdest excuse as why he can't make it to the function.
Dad.
So I just want to hear from all of us some of the better anecdotes we can come up with to get out of whatever. Maybe you don't want to see your friends or you've got something better to do. Something along the lines of, ooh,
sorry,
was a breeze rolling in?
Mood.
Like, yeah, like, oh man, like really wanted to make it, but like, it's my cat's 13th birthday and I can't go. It won't work. Something.
Is that your excuse or are you going again?
This
is that just an example?
No, this is why. Yeah, this would be one example of something you could think of.
Yeah.
Wait, but is it your cat's? Is that real?
Well, no. Coincidentally, it is my cat's birthday. He's dead, but he would have been 13 today.
Nice. I think it's always a good idea to respond maybe to the Facebook event because
keep your options open.
It's ambiguous, and on the other hand, it's saying I'm either A, ironic, or B, too cool to go to this party in the first place.
I think it looks lame to say maybe because I think it's like...
Well, that would qualify as a lame excuse, Andre.
Oh, that was... You were using that as your
lame excuse. Oh, that is a lame excuse, saying maybe. Like
it's lame, but it's also cool.
Hey, like
that's not an excuse. That's just like partially committing to something.
You need
an excuse for when you don't end up going after you've said maybe.
All right.
Yeah, my best friend. Yeah, no. There's a guy named Andrew Jertson. I'm gonna say, hey, Andrew.
Jertson.
Jertson. Yeah.
He's on the show tonight.
Yeah, he's actually calling in. I think.
Hey guys.
Hey, it's me.
It's me.
Oh, Andrew. Is that you?
Yeah. Just here, but it's my grandma died. I gotta go.
He was here. He's out now.
Yeah.
Can't come tonight.
So sorry
his
about
grandma's
his
grandma. Fine. She's been
no.
Anyways, speaking of segues, Andre.
the guy who invented Segways died riding his Segway on his large property.
That's true. Okay, wait, wait. This is real? The guy that invented Frisbees had his ashes put into a Frisbee.
Yeah, I read about that.
Yeah.
What?
And made it into a Frisbee?
And they toss them around. Yeah.
That's super wholesome.
Oh, wait, wait, what? It's like a
wholesome.
Integrated
I've always wished I could fly.
So you're getting tossed around.
Yeah, you have dogs biting you.
Murray, I'm already getting tossed around. Keenan Murray once said he would dominate me in the afterlife. And I'm scared to die because of that, separately.
That's the only reason.
For context, Keenan Murray is Pete's half-brother.
Yeah, it's complicated.
He's also from Pittsburgh.
The Dirty Berg. Shout out Greggy Break the Table. We're already so sidetracked at this point. We're going to play...
The topic was lame excuses.
Yeah, I don't have an excuse for this segment besides I have a crock pot I just put on and I have to go. I'm sorry.
I'm taking over.
All right, what song do you want to hear? Valerie, obviously.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'll sing it there.
Yeah,
sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I forget the words right now of what you're doing. And in my head, I paint a picture.
Since you're coming around, well, my body's actually always been kind of a mess, but it's worse since you got here.
I tore my hip flexor the other day.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
All right, shut up, Cole.
All right.
Is that all there was?
You can talk about your hip flexor if you want.
I thought we were going into music now. That was
insane. I like this.
I think I'm ready to jump out the window. That nigga that you with right back into your friend, no. We already wasted too much time, and your time is the only thing I wish was mine. So yeah, I think I'm ready to jump out the window. Straight up, look. Know your mama didn't raise you to take no disrespect, yeah. I feel like real queens know how to keep the game in check, yeah, yeah. You cried on my phone that whole night, that time he crossed the line, yeah, 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 yeah. I went to straighten his ass out and you told me never mind, yeah, yeah. The question isn't do we lay you, the question is do you lay yourself. You get the best advice to your friends and not take it for yourself. Remember when you used to come through and hit the Mario Kart and you always picked the princess and realized you was princess way back then. We the best thing that never happened, but I think I'm ready to jump out the window. Too much time, and your time is the only thing I wish was mine. So yeah, I think I'm ready to jump out the window.
You've been up at night, sleep deprivation. What's the hesitation? What's your reservation? You've been tripping with no destination. You need separation, you need recreation. Y'all been arguing every other day. Your friends gotta step in and break it up like chill. There's no need to turn this into Kill Bill. Look, funny we ran into each other while we leaving. You walked in with a perm and now your hair look like the weekends. I know that you've been needing clarity.
Hello, welcome to Meta World Monday. Are we on the line with a lovely caller, I hope? Otherwise, I'll be embarrassed, frankly. Hello? Oh, I'm not allowed to say your phone number on the air. What? Should we? Do we have the function ability to call back? What area code is this? Looks like Boston.
He did it through the mic.
Oh, wait. Okay.
He's in the speaker.
There we go. Yeah, tempo check. Oh, wait. You know what's wild? See this? It's a diagram. How to answer the phone. Legally, I have to know how to do it. And I do, if anyone's really asking. But this time I messed it up.
Are we live right now?
We're back on.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
I knew that.
I'm the guy that knows we're back on the air.
I feel like you just threw yourself under the bus.
Public service announcement. All
right, usually those are on the half hour.
Yeah, I don't want it yet. I'm not ready.
Here's a public service announcement. It's cuffing season. My man Coley over here already wifed, but the rest of us not wifed. I mean, Ed's wifed. And this is a romantic song that's going to play. Sophie and Chandler
are
in love.
Ladies, Chandler's off the market.
Sorry. That's a lot of disappointed ladies out there.
Upwards of probably 200.
He's one of the most handsome guys I've seen in real life.
And I've seen a lot of dudes.
I don't mean to brag.
I've toured many a locker room.
Oh, yeah.
Eastern Europe, Africa,
Western Europe.
Not as much Western. Those guys.
Yeah.
Those guys are
East. I thought you said wheeze.
That doesn't really work.
What?
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 Give it to me, stupid.
Oh Lord.
Shut up, Cole.
What were we talking about? Oh yeah, cuffing season. It's getting cold, as I've said in the past. Away. And honestly, like, you need a guy like Big Jordy No Bars. He's strong. He's hairy like a bear.
Sweat a lot.
And he's sweaty to keep you warm or cold, depending on your situation.
Jordan, this doesn't do anything.
This is just continued operation Find Jordan Love. We made that clear at the beginning of the year.
I'm glad this has happened now.
For the record, I'll be silent for most of the show.
Oh, Lord. Things have changed. Factors have changed in studio, and I'm not at liberty to say. But Jordan won't be speaking for the rest of the...
And if he does, we apologize.
Yeah, I'm just going to apologize in advance. If Jordan says anything, I'm off the hook. He's good to go. No, shut your mouth. Shut that mouth of yours.
Keep going to the mic to say something, and then nothing comes
to
my mind.
Laugh. You laugh like an idiot.
Blank.
Oh, wow.
You laugh like an idiot.
Happy Halloween! That's all I got for you guys. I'm out.
Oh, caller.
Caller, baby.
All right.
Someone's out.
No, they're getting shot. All right, boys. All right, read this to me.
Don't screw it up.
Press once while flashing. All right.
Keep on the line, caller. We're gonna
get this to you. And then what? Then what do we do? Caller, you're on the air, potentially? No, we blew it.
Stay ringing.
Stay ringing.
Keep calling in, caller. We're working on it.
We're working on it.
We've got you.
We're walking here.
As we have a saying where I come called...
They're taking the bait.
Oh, that almost took us right off the air.
Come on now.
All right, listen. Quit calling for like 2 seconds.
No, don't do that.
No, I just have to troubleshoot the board. It's a tale as old as time. It's actually really easy.
You just keep calling.
Keep that phone ringing, caller. There's a ticket on the line to something.
Just keep calling.
Yet to be. All right.
On calling, we want to hear you. Calling, we want your voice. Calling,
all right, there we go.
That's okay. Calling. Oh, let's go. Ooh.
Hello.
Figured it out, guys. Guys, I figured it out.
Call back.
All right. You can call back because I figured it out. Woo. Woo. Oh, wait, no.
Oh, yeah.
No snacks in the studio, man. We talked about this. Honestly, if you do call again, like, it's good to go, my man. It's fine. Don't hesitate. I don't remember what we were going to do. Signs of a serial killer?
Not being able to take a call.
Not being able to take a call. Can we just all sing along for a second?
Ooh, baby, I love your way.
Every day.
I want to tell you I love your way.
Every day.
Wanna put in your love and name. Ooh, baby, I love your way.
You know when people... put the ketchup on their fries and they put it on the whole fries and not in the side.
I haven't seen that since childhood.
Is it, boys. The big time. Caller,
whoop, whoop.
You are on the air.
On the air.
Hello. Welcome
hello,
to Meta World Monday. Who are we talking to?
Hello, this is Pamela calling from China.
No way, Pam! Pam, no way! This is amazing. Oh my gosh, Pam, how are you? All the way, we've gone international.
What time is it there?
Yeah, what time is it?
2 p.m.
It is 3:30 p.m.
Damn.
So it's
wow.
a solid time to be listening.
This is we are
province. So we are huge. This is big.
We're huge in China, apparently.
Hangzhou, baby.
I assume you're in a large area where it's playing over a loudspeaker. Yeah, with our faces.
In an auditorium.
Yeah,
and
they love us, West.
So, how's your travel experience?
Yeah, Pam? Wait, Pam,
tell
fill
us about
us
China.
In.
This is so funny. I've been trying to listen to my friend's radio shows because it's at such a convenient time here.
Yeah.
And so now here I am listening. Oh. I think it's really funny.
Oh my gosh, Pam.
I can't hear that much because I'm using a VPN to hear
oh.
it.
Oh,
classic censorship.
Means that classic. WMFO
excellent
is blocked in China.
Okay, wow. Well, listen, thank you for trying. And you know what, Pam? When you get back to school, and when are you coming back? Soon? Month or so?
To the United States?
Yeah.
To the United States in a month. Yeah.
All right, we're going to hook you up with a Metal World Monday shirt.
Because you are the third caller
now.
Because
you're our third caller.
You are our third
First
caller.
One we were able to pick up, but you were our third caller, so you have won today's prize. Super, clap it up in the studio.
Yeah, here we go.
Bam!
All the way from Hangzhou.
Pam, this is an awesome surprise. We're pumped to have you back soon. We're hoping you're having
well,
fun
man,
out there. Get the word out there about the show. We're trying to grow the show. And, let's just do the rest of this in Chinese. You guys speak Chinese.
All right.
I do, too.
Yeah, speak some Chinese.
All right, let's hear it.
你喜不喜欢这张大学吗?
我最喜欢,但是是一点难的。
This is
yeah,
really
it's like a little hard right now. Yeah, it's hard, but it's fine.
Wow.
All good.
This is really...
but yeah, I just wanted to call in here.
Oh my gosh, Pam, such a
yeah,
pleasure.
Yeah, I called into Avi's show, and I thought it was just so fun. It's so fun, because it's like 3:30
right
now.
Wait,
run
that.
Not doing anything.
Rewind that.
Yeah. No, it's the best. It's
Damon's
the best.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for calling. You're getting a free
You're
t-shirt.
Welcome.
We were just with Avi last night. We came to 12
oh.
to 16.
Awesome, awesome.
So much love out there. Get the word out about Metal World Monday out there in China. We're trying to go global as soon as possible. All right, Pam, thank you so much for calling in. Do you
no
have any
problem.
Song requests? Anything at all? Like what?
Fun fact.
We'll make it happen. Whatever you want. Or should we just keep
Can
rolling
you play
out the hits?
The song... Can you play the song Damage by Party Next Door?
Yeah.
Oh, great request. Fantastic.
It's done, yeah. Oh. That's coming okay. through your speakers just for you, Pam. All right. Thanks so much for calling. And welcome to Metal World Monday. We'll talk
bye.
To you soon.
Zaijian.
Okay. Bye. Zaijian. Bye.
Wow, how pleasant.
Zai Jian Bai.
Oh.
You're the only one that makes me wait all the time. Oh, yeah, blow my mind. Boom, boom, and blow my mind. You're the only one that gets under my skin. You're doing damage. Nobody's ever been. Oh, do I gotta chase you every summer? Can I have to replace you every summer? You're the only woman on my mind. You're the only way I spend my time. Tick, 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 boom. Can't get you out of the room of my head. This shit take two. Is it too soon to get you into my bed? I want you now. I need you off the ground. I want you screaming out loud. I want your body right now. I can't help it right now. With another, I'll never replace you with another. You're the only man that's on my mind. You know that nobody hit it right. Tick, 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 boom. This ain't a honeymoon. We all night instead. Sleep until noon. I still assume that you'll be in my bed. I want it here. Don't make me wait all year. Already facing my fears. Come closer to my ears. I gotta hear it more clear. You're the only one that makes me wait all the time. Oh yeah, on my mind. You're the only one that gets under my skin. You're doing damage.
Welcome back to Meta World Monday. It is 2:30 a.m. Jordan, I swear to God, if you say something ridiculous.
Did you hear what he just said?
No, don't repeat
that was
it.
So close to
after
being
the
on
break.
Air.
After the break. Please don't make me shut the mics down. Listen, I got a couple of things I gotta say.
No, it was definitely not out
there. Yeah, well, we'll just check the tapes. Right, we'll check the tapes. I don't know about you guys, but I had one of the hardest wake-ups of my career today, and I just wanted to reflect on some recent things I've woken up to. First thing being, the other day I woke up and there was a Domino's lava cake in my pocket.
That's just a nice surprise.
And that just makes you want to reevaluate everything you've been doing.
You just had the fresh lava cake in your pocket. Just
Oh, yeah.
No wrapping.
Oh, baby.
Just keeping it warm.
Gooey and whatnot. It didn't break, though.
Did you eat it?
It was really good.
Some people say it's better than coffee first thing in the morning.
Did you eat it?
No, I have some. Well, okay, I had a nibble and it was gross because there was other stuff in my pocket, but it's neither here nor there.
Tastes like pennies?
Oh, Lord. Here's another thing I woke up to recently. You guys might remember this. One of those city bikes in my room.
That
costs
you
close
that.
To $1,000.
Right.
Did it? Yeah, because it's $8 an hour every half hour.
So you
for
mean
like 2 days?
An hour. So it's $16 an hour.
There's no way of knowing.
Well, actually, wait. Let's. We're gonna have to check the tapes.
$8 for 2 days, but you can take it out every half hour. And after that, big fines.
Big fines. I ate a couple of fines.
How long did it take you to get that bad boy back?
Like 2 days.
That's not
because one thing led to another, and I used it for a little bit longer. I also woke up, and this one, I don't know, I'm also not proud of, to a Google search on my phone of Post Malone shirtless, and I wouldn't encourage any of you to look that up. Ooh, God.
I just found out he's white.
Are you joking? Have you heard the song White Iverson?
It was like when I was 8
right
and
over
I found out Eminem was white.
Oh, wow.
His most famous song is about white. Him being white.
Yeah.
Dude,
it's okay.
I look like a Post Malone fan?
I'm a huge Post Malone fan. So, Post Malone is a case study in that you can be flat out ugly, but feel yourself, and people think you're not as ugly as you are.
Well, you also
are pretty
talented.
Several examples of that.
Okay.
David I still Ortiz. Think he's pretty ugly.
David Ortiz is not ugly.
I think you're missing the component of star athlete there.
Mm.
on that one.
Yeah. What else do
I'd
we
like
have?
Jordan to explain who David Ortiz is.
He's a star athlete, baseball player.
He's not just a baseball player. He's an athlete.
Icon.
What was he known for, baseball?
He was known for baseball.
I played. I'm a doctor.
I don't have to say doctor.
Why don't you hit us with a fat PSA? Shout out Yachty.
Back here.
Cole?
All right,
sorry?
Ladies and gentlemen. Your eyes are the windows to your health.
Here, move it.
When was the last time you had them examined? Millions of Americans have common vision problems that can be easily corrected.
Stop.
Find a window of time to schedule an eye exam today. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy-eyes. That's www.nei.nih.gov/healthy-eyes.
Is that
and
one word or dash?
Don't wear your contacts for 2 weeks straight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you did
didn't
that.
You, once wear
you
your
just had a
like
bad case
months?
Of double pink eye.
Double
which
pink
was
eye.
Disgusting.
Did you have
slash
I
eye
put
ulcer.
Some fecal matters on the basketballs, and I play every day. Oh. So it adds up.
I knocked the wind out of my balls.
Oh, Lord. We're going to play some embarrassing voicemails coming up next off my phone.
You need to guess the voice.
Yeah, it's
mine?
Lit.
Actually, no, don't play mine.
I'm going to blow the lid off of a story here soon. You hit us with the PSA. That already happened. Anyone else have anything they're really passionate about?
Yeah, I got another PSA. Millions of Americans have common vision problems and don't even know it. Take the time
the
to see
one.
If you're one of them.
This is going to segue into a memory loss.
Get an exam today. For more information, visit
I get it.
The same URL.
Yeah, the bit is in the bit. Very smart, Cole. Very smart.
The files are inside.
2 weeks at a time. Don't wear your contacts.
We should talk about current events, too, but here's a song that Houston, Texas.
Walk sign is on.
Strip down to my skin and my bones. I love huskies, but I feel like a wolf. In a pack, but I feel all alone. I'm scatterbrained, man. Better off with a clone. And say hi's upon me with race eyes, doing weird shit. Like, this will make the biopic round up. Hit Zags, bees, get the winning things real quick. Bills still stacking to the ceiling. What you mean it ain't working? What you mean you ain't find yourself?
I am, I'm trying.
What you mean you ain't got no cash?
I got a little bit.
What you mean, what you mean? Shouldn't your pockets be big just like a fat chick? Shouldn't your mama be done paying the house off? Shouldn't you have a real big ass ego? Shouldn't your girls be flocking just like seagulls?
Trust me, I like a risk. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my bars and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit. Trust me, I like a risk. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my bars and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit.
The original lick, flickety higher than Yosemite. Breaking the mold, mentally master with no limits. And making them say, huh, they won't ship and I force viciously. Watching the floor tipping your temple of authenticity. Often they say I'm off it, I offer my cross sympathy. They forgot what we on, I remind them of hostility. Hot diggity damn, everyone running scams. Gotta cover your clams and take another glance. Running a clinic, no scans, ain't no one claiming yo mans. It's all pertaining to plan, call me the architect. Lap you in the UFO, I haven't started yet. Still gotta figure out exactly where to park it at. Moses with a pen, each line in ocean, I can part it at. But that's too deep.
Don't call me stupid, that ain't the way my name pronounced. Don't call me stupid, I got too many hoes right now. Pulsa in Houston, tryna see if Beyonce will take me for adoption. Broke ass rich suburbs, a civilian shot in third world, we just by the fountain. This is Merlin Wood, man. Everywhere I go is the woodlands. I need a honey butter, vodka in a Sprite can. When I'm in the water bugger, all the kids know who I am. I need the honey butter, put a lean in my Sprite can.
Trust me, I like a risk. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my bars and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit. Trust me, I like a risk.
Back. We've got more guests in the studio.
Zeta Sus.
Listen, it's 2:41 in the morning. Naturally, we have a listener out there. Proud of you. Shout out to this shout out time. I said I'd give shout outs to my mom. Obviously, she begged me not to do the show, but I had to do it. She said your grades are tanking, and that's not gonna fly in our house, but I said, I'm sorry, Mom, the show comes first. Madison and Ariel are listening. I'm sure Aaron's listening. Boogie's listening.
Madison and Ariel are listening.
How do you know?
Because they told me.
They texted you?
Yeah, that's the one. Neri, say something, bud. Get in the mix.
Pete, I heard a hilarious story about you tonight.
Oh, wow. Well, probably off the air. Oh, we'll take that call off the air.
It's gotta be radio appropriate.
Yeah, there's...
It's actually, like, well, what are we defining as appropriate for radio?
Don't.
If you have to ask, don't
go. Yeah, don't.
All right, we'll take a break and we'll talk about it. No, I don't think it's fine.
I don't trust Neri. He's got a mustache and he looks weird.
He has a very scary mustache.
Never trust a guy with a mustache.
I haven't.
Especially if he's wearing Zeta.
Yeah. Zeta's back. Rush Zeta. Zeta Fall Rush. Senior Fall. Can't wait. Listen, I'm... This is something that I don't care. This is my show, and I don't care if anyone else cares, because I've been looking to blow the lid off this story for a while.
What's
the story?
You know Big Sean, right?
Big Sean.
Never heard of him.
The Dwayne Wade of rap.
Can we get Jordan's mic?
I'm going to turn...
No, please.
Well, stop talking. How about that? Run and tell that. Okay, so Big Sean, I have a theory about him. And I think if you've listened to any of his music, you've probably noticed a common theme. And I think he's honestly being paid by Big Latex to get everyone out there to use protection.
I feel you.
No. Okay, here we go. These are the radio appropriate quotes I could find from B-Boy with Meek Mill and A$AP Ferg. If I don't have that rubber on, I feel underdressed. That's one. Mona Lisa off the Hall of Fame album. I believe in God and rubbers. I can go on. It goes Moolah
Why
remix.
Why would you brag about wearing a condom?
Condom.
Because,
condom on before I go to work, that's my uniform.
Yeah, I think you're right about him.
Last one being, there's like seven more say on the radio. Thank God Almighty condoms were invented. Like, I think he's getting a cut from Trojan or Durex.
Yeah. I was going to rebut you by saying, like, it's an epidemic of young dudes, like, especially otherwise. You listen to rap, not wearing condoms. Yeah. And so he's just trying to, you know, put out a little PSA.
People have attributed, look it up, articles out there that saying Big Sean is lowering teenage pregnancy.
Well, that's good. Maybe he's just a good dude in some respects.
He could be a good guy.
From a utilitarian standpoint. This is a good thing.
This is good.
I mean, pretty much from any standpoint. I don't think you have to go utilitarian.
It's fun to speculate.
It's fun to speculate, but I actually think, I suspect foul play. I don't think he actually believes
in the
cause.
Wait, would it even be that bad?
I think he's getting a cut. Sponsorship, like a shoe
deal. I would
deal.
Almost think that's good.
I think that the ends justify the means here.
Okay.
Whose ends?
Whose man's?
Whose mean?
Segway.
Man's not hot.
Bought some Nova from Trader Joe's. Ends and pieces. And I was shocked at the lack of quality.
What is Nova?
I don't know what Nova is. Nova? What's Nova?
Locks, baby.
Well, okay. Just say that. That was a weird transition.
How is that?
I'm trying to connect these two together.
I remember those locks, and those were brutal.
Anyway, you heard it here first. I'm going to play a song. I don't remember which one it was. These are all classics. Wow. Nary, and then we're going to discuss what you were going to say, and it almost 90% chance will not be repeated on the air.
I think it's going to make it on the air, I'm going to be honest.
All right. This is the part of the show where we all make mouth noises into the mic. moist.
The bishop wore buttless chaps to the bat mitzvah.
Okay, that was good.
They're coming into the back. Send the penis.
All right,
doctor.
All right, we're gonna get funky and talk with the boys off air, idiots. Nary's back in the studio, Zeta Susboy. It is 2:47. We are running out of time.
Second best for out of touch.
Second best for out
of
touch.
I'm now probably first.
Greek life is alive, thanks to Zeta. Cole Bond, hot take. He killed it. He killed the whole thing. Shirts are coming in if you want to order those too. You green lighted that. You green lighted that.
Are
you said
the
if
same
you get a shirt.
Design, or they
well, no, we got bucket hats.
Wait, did we actually?
A la Schoolboy Q.
Who got them?
Me, I'm the guy that gets the stuff. Just one for me.
Who's
I love
paying
you, Dad.
For all the? You have like 20 Meta World Mondays sitting in your room.
I feel like Marvin Gaye, because my dad's gonna kill me. Classic.
Wait, is that true?
Classic.
Yeah,
joke.
His dad killed him.
Oh, did he think he was an intruder? Is that whole thing?
No, there's no time. What time is it? 2:30?
No, it's later than that.
It's 2:48.
We're fine. Everyone's
so,
fine.
So, funny story about Pete.
Here we go.
So, Braden told me a great story about Pete at Taft.
Braden Chuley went to Taft.
Yeah, shout out Chules.
Chuley boy.
So, they were all... Apparently, they have this massive dining room because they're rich at Taft.
That is accurate.
They have a massive dining room. Every single student is in there. All the fucking professors, all the teachers, they're all there.
It's like Hogwarts.
It actually is like Hogwarts. Have you
it's
been?
A great analogy.
Sounds Hogwarts. Like you might have been.
To Hogwarts?
I've actually been to the
I've
Hogwarts.
Actually been to the set.
Yeah, okay.
Duck. And so everyone is listening to Christmas music. There's just an amazing playlist going. Mm-hmm. It's great. Everyone's vibing. It. Suddenly hear it, Scourge. Someone unplugs the aux, plugs in their phone. There's like, who has the audacity to just turn off the Christmas music? And Juicy J just starts playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's Pete Straw. Pete Straw plugs in his phone, plays Juicy J.
Full explicit.
And girl, full and explicit. Everyone just gets on the tables and starts dancing.
Yeah, this
allegedly,
is true.
Girls were twerking. Professors are there. Everyone's just going absolutely wild.
Well, how did this end? Yeah, what were the repercussions?
I'm actually not sure how it ended because I didn't hear the end of the story.
I got a good stern talking to, but I was cool with the professors in charge of getting everyone in trouble, so she let me off the hook. But it was a huge connect. Honestly, I was just very lonely and scared, and I acted out as a rebellion.
I think it worked. I think people respected you.
I know nothing about it.
Listen,
that.
Christmas music, it's all the same, and we needed a change of pace. And listen.
What song?
In our house, we're all about pushing tempo. Yeah, obviously bands. And I feel like we pushed tempo this weekend pretty well.
We did.
Thursday, Saturday. Yeah. Friday, medium push.
What did we do on Thursday?
Friday, soft.
We had Kyo.
Oh, that was fun.
Heavy push.
Shout out, Kyle. Great job, everyone.
Shout out your date.
Coco. Great Coco. Lady.
Coco. She,
big fan.
True story. Okay. No, I won't tell it.
I do have a slight bone to pick with Kyo.
Say,
I have a slight bone to pick
you
with
know
Kyo.
Exactly what I was going to
say.
You're
talking about
they should have had food at the venue.
Oh, yeah,
Kyo.
That's
fine. Where was the food?
Whatever. Some people get rejected on Tinder. Not me, though.
Not this guy.
No, not me.
I swipe up on everybody.
It keeps taking me to that little screen with like the Wi-Fi thing, but I think I'm getting matches.
It says you matched with someone named Network Connectivity Aries.
Power move. Move your age range from 60 to 80.
Oh, grandma.
Yours was currently at 60, and then you're
I'm
going to
break your
like
hip. Okay.
That's why I got
Tinder
Plus. I want
to do you grandpa style.
Said something about a razor attached to a golf club and a mannequin hand? He says things I cannot say.
Let's meet where we did it 3 Halloweens ago.
Have you guys ever been in love?
I don't want to talk about it.
I'm going to play some emotional Mac Miller. We'll get all in our feels.
Pete, did you not say that the boys from J.P. Morgan are going to be listening in on your next show?
Wait, is that true?
Talk about it off
my here. Dad's on this.
Your love's not too kind to me. I hate the pain these days of rain. You playing games of hide and seek my love. And I'm still trying to find you. I'm looking for you, babe. I'm still trying to find you through sunshine or rain.
I love you.
Yeah, you got your stained glass iris, diamond behind your eyelids, little pilot fly. My heart skip a beat like a scratch CD. Your skin smell like butterscotch and your lips taste like kiwi. Let's take a plane to Fiji, make a date, let's take it easy. Love is power, swear there's something about her that make me nervous. Mother Earth done gave us all a gift, she made you perfect. Let's eat some mushrooms and go to the circus. Girl, you know I'm loving you just like you deserve it. So baby, make me earn it. Show me the way you work it. Tell me what you afraid of. I'll spit you my favorite verses. Let's just go take a breath. I want it all
Every ounce of love that you got left, you are my drug and love to death. Feel free to fall, you are a catch. I'm in your heart, I'm in your dream. So fuck the world, it's you and me. She is the only one that got away. If a love don't last forever, then forever ain't the same. Yeah. Your love is not too kind. So make me. Yeah. The only thing on my mind is she. And collected. I knew that you was the one when I seen you. Leave me breathless. A-okay, I need a second day today. Give me attention. I want to take care of you, marry you. Something I'm prepared to do. There can't be two. You was here, I ran from you. Scared to take that step. But now that I am ready, you not. You up and left me. Hope your new man make you laugh like I do. I do not mean to worry you with my obsession. I just want to be beside you. I'm too nice, and I had to pay that price. Everything I do is wrong, everything you do is right. Let's start a family, hold on to forever, baby. Your pussy is a palace and your head is crazy. That bomb is detonating. Look at this mess you're making. I am the king, you are the queen. Look at this chess we're playing. Oh, we had a love that love was back.
To all you late night listener, and there's only one of you.
We won't tell you who you are.
Thank you for sticking around. We have a loyal crew. Go follow at World Pete. Chances to win apparel. Find out about shows, podcasts, whatnot. All you need to know is on that site right there.
And a lot of Post Malone.
A lot of Post Malone. And there's some fire picks for sure. We had the patented Summer of Self-Improvement. Meta World Summer. Summer's not over. Just building the brand and trying to build community. Everyone in here has a shirt, except Neri, maybe. Nary, did you buy a shirt?
No, I don't have a shirt.
Why are you here then?
Yeah, honestly, the shirt, that's what gets you VIP studio access.
First, it was the Taft story.
Yeah, this is wild. We'll talk about it later.
This will be your one and only broadcast.
Listen, when you get the shirt, you obviously get VIP studio access, but also more than that, you get to join a community. You see other people wearing the shirt. We come together.
Yep.
You can come to our house, which was, again, between 10 and 15. Can't tell you
sunset.
Which one. Sunset. Yeah.
Buy a shirt. You'll
off
find
the
out.
Scent again, baby. Buy a shirt. Find out. Buy a shirt. Get
do
her address.
Not murderous in her sleep.
What else is on everyone's mind? We got Thanksgiving break. Maybe we all go say something we're thankful for, Jordan.
Yeah.
What was that?
What are you thankful for?
What are you thankful for, man?
Maybe talking to the mic, huh?
Right. Can you guys not hear me?
They've been asking you this since you were 5 years old, buddy.
What am I thankful for? What am I thankful
You've got that
for?
Sexy voice.
For? I'm thankful for my sexy voice, first and foremost.
All right.
I think we're going to cut you off there, Jordan, because I'm really afraid of what you might say, to be honest.
Yeah.
To all be right. honest, I'm thankful you haven't said anything horrible today. I'm thankful for all the fans we have domestically and abroad. I'm thankful for the show. I'm thankful for my family, meaning my housemates. You guys are good guys. And the girls are good guys, too.
For now.
Sign
you
the
just
lease.
Revealed their
under
biggest
a fake
secret.
Name, idiots. Shout out Anthony, our handsome landlord.
He was actually nice this time around.
Yeah, no, he's getting better.
Fixed her door.
He fixed the door.
And he revealed that he gets up late, which I like.
Yeah, you can relate. What are you thankful for, Joseph?
I'm thankful for a lovely, lovely movie date with my friend Jordan. I like that I've, you know, just a guy that I can call on to go see a flick with. And
a warm body.
Warm body. I'm also thankful that I rediscovered his snuggliness the other night when he passed out in his bed fully clothed. I climbed on in next to him, out like a light.
Yeah. I don't remember any of this for the record.
Exactly. Yeah,
for the record, he remembers it all.
Yeah.
And he loved it.
I'm thankful for representative democracy.
Oh, okay.
And free speech.
Okay, I'll drink to that.
Frankly, I think
I always drink
the
US to world peace
serves as a model.